President, I rise today to address a topic that I think is as important to the future of U.S. and world security interest as any that I've spoken to, but we seem not to want to speak to it very much over the last 10 years and clearly over the last 2 months. Mr. President, I rise today to address the topic of Chinese weapons proliferation, a subject that I'm sorry to say we may be returning to again and again in the days and weeks ahead. If true, recent press reports of Chinese involvement in the proliferation of medium-range ballistic missiles to Syria and Pakistan, and nuclear weapons technology to Algeria open a very new chapter in the Chinese flaunting of international norms of behavior, in my opinion. It appears that China is reportedly becoming a rogue elephant among the community of nations. Last year, Mr. President, when the Bush administration was defending its policy granting China most favored nation trade status, so-called FMN, we heard a great deal from the president and from the administration spokespersons about the positive effect of maintaining our relationship with the present Chinese leadership. And this is the presiding officer knows as well or better than anyone. I believe he was there. He went over, at least he was in Southeast Asia, and I believe he was in China also. He knows better than anyone, relates to the aftermath of the dispute of the so-called, the event in Tiananmen Square and what our response should and should not be. And the administration was up here repeatedly telling us basically that not only should we not take harsh action against China, that we have to maintain this relationship, that they're seeing some progress occur, and in order to see more progress occur in terms of internal relations, matters within China, and external Chinese activity, that we should move forward.